one of you, it is good to be in the house of the Lord one more time to lift up his name. Amen. And like the song that our choir just sang, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Thank God, even though we're going through difficult times, in these times we can still have joy. Welcome to our Sunday morning service, and we pray that as we go into the service today, that the Holy Spirit will come in, take over, and a word will be spoken that will meet you at the point of your need. Amen. Let's go into prayer as we go into our service. Father, we come now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, as we go in this service this morning, we dare not start without you. We need your presence. We need your spirit. We want to say, welcome, Holy Spirit, into this service. Have your way. Do what only you can do. We acknowledge, God, that we are weak, but you are strong. We acknowledge, God, without you, every word we say, everything we do would have no worth, it will have no value. That's why, God, we come in the name of Jesus. As your word go forth today, as the songs go forth today, as we read the word of God today, I pray, God, that you will honor our humble sacrifices. You will honor us, God, as we endeavor to give our very best to you. Father, as we go into the service, we ask you to search us, oh God, and know our thoughts today. Search our hearts, oh God. We desire to do what we do for your honor and for your glory. We set ourselves aside right now. We set our flesh aside right now, and we allow our spirits to take over. I pray, Father, for my brother and my sister that's under the sound of my voice. I pray for those that may have many needs today. As they took time out of their busy schedule to tune in, I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will meet them today. I pray for our man of God and our pastor as he would go forth and break the bread of life today. Holy Spirit, hide him behind the cross. Give him a right now word, a word that will suit our audience, a word that will suit New Jerusalem. A word, God, that will meet us at the point of our need. We want to tell you thank you right now, and we want to praise you right now. We claim it, we decree it, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Join with me right now for our scripture lesson. And I endeavor to read to you today 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 13. That is 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses numbers 1 through 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity wanteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seek not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bear it all things, believe it all things, hope it all things, endure it all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through the glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And the last verse, you can join in with me. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, the greatest of these is charity. May God bless his word for his name's sake. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Selfish, but it's just me and God.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I know it's your God too. He's my God, your God.
Amen.
He sits high and looks low.
Yes, yes.
But I'm his child.
Yes, right. Yes, right.
He is the shepherd. And the shepherd, as I've taught you, takes care of each sheep personally.
Yes.
That's why I serve this God.
Yes.
Right. I don't really have to share him. I don't have to tell anybody else. Just talk to my God. And I like it when I tell him, I keep it real. Lord, just do it for me.
Do it
right now. Amen. Amen. If you listen to the phone blast this morning, you should be reading your Bibles. I gave you that scripture ready. But for those of us on Facebook land, the scripture this morning, for our consideration, my conversation with you this morning, is 1 Peter, the New Testament book of 1 Peter, chapter 5.
Well,
1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to shine a sermonic spotlight and deal with verses 5, 6, and 7. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. Let us pray. Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you right now for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. We glorify your name.
Yes,
we exalt you. We enlarge you. Because Father God, you're so worthy of our praise.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
You kept us from Sunday to Sunday once again, and we say thank you.
Thank you.
We don't know why you're so mindful of us,
yeah.
But we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You give us new mercies each and every day, and we say thank you. We're not even worthy to come before your presence, but I thank you for your sacrifice, your gift to the world and us.
Yes.
You let your son die for us,
yes, Lord.
Giving us a right and a privilege to come before you and inquire of you. Father God, we need a word from you.
Yes, Lord.
And without a word, there's nothing we can do. You said in your word that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one syllable or sound, punctuation of your word will pass. We can stand on it.
Yes.
So, Father God, right now, let this be a rhema word, tailor-made, fit for the circumstance and situation that your people are experiencing and going through at this present time. Let it be applicable to what they're living right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, bind Satan as he goes to and fro, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, make it clear to our mind as we sit at your feet. Right now in the name of Jesus. And whatever accomplishing this setting, O Heavenly God, We'll be so careful, dear Jesus.
Yes, sir.
To give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Speak, Lord, for your people hear it.
Yes, Lord.
1 Peter chapter 5, beginning at the 5th verse. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Yeah. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Oh, yeah. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. I'd like to put a tag in this text this morning so you can bring this back to your remembrance. Dealing with rough times. Amen. Dealing with rough times. Amen. The year is about AD 65. And Nero Claudius has been emperor of Rome 11 years prior.
Wow.
His reign started well. It was a season of wealth and prosperity. But then it became a time of bloodthirstiness, a time of great persecution. Nero had his own mother, Agrippina, murdered. And he is known to have set a part of the city of Rome on fire and blamed it on Christians. Because their God, he knows, was a God of consuming fire. Because they were known to have an incendiary fellowship with God. So he burned parts of Rome and used the Christians as scapegoats. It was a time of great trial, a time of immense suffering, days of severe persecution. And it is against that background, it's just opposed to that situation, that Peter writes to the church of that day and the church people of today. Peter says to endure persecution, to stand up under severe testing, to really be able to persevere in times of trial and fiery difficulty. Anybody can be a Christian and sing songs when the sun is shining.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It does not take much faith to give God glory when your bills are all paid.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be real strong to shout hallelujah when everything is well in your life. But when the bottom falls out, when sickness comes, when trials and difficulties come, when your health starts to fail, when your children break your heart, when you're required to stop doing what you want to do and do what the Word of God says to do, when persecution comes just because you're trying to do the right thing, when difficulties, tough times, hard days, long nights, it's then that your faith kicks in to let you know God is a very present help.
Yes, he is.
In the time of trouble.
Amen.
Those of us who read the Bible will remember the psalmist was struggling with that.
Yes.
He said, my steps were almost gone.
Never.
I wish I had a Bible reader. I'm sorry,
yes.
Yes. And my feet had well nigh slipped. When I saw how the wicked were prospering,
yes, sir,
and the righteous were suffering,
well,
I called on the Lord, and I went to the left, and I went to the right, and God seemed distant and quiet, and I did not get an answer, and I went, Reverend Lyle, into the sanctuary.
There you go.
Brothers and sisters, the sanctuary does not necessarily mean the building of New Jerusalem.
No.
Because if you are a child of God, the King, in your own house, in your office, in your classroom, wherever you are to set up a sanctuary.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
A secret place.
Yes, yes.
Somewhere where you can go and call on the Lord to get your perspective. Mm-hmm. This word this morning is for somebody going through rough times.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
For somebody struggling just to keep your head above water.
Yes.
You are smiling just to keep from crying.
Yes.
You're attending church, but there's still some aches and pains in your body.
Well,
you're doing the best you can, but you put one foot forward and two steps are made backwards.
Yes.
You're trying, but things don't seem to be quite working out the way you planned.
Yes. Yes.
You thought you would be in a different place in this season in your life. It looks like you have been praying and calling on the Lord.
My Lord.
Teaching Sunday school, reading the Bible, giving God his devotional time, and trying to follow the instruction of the preacher. You're doing everything right, but you are still suffering.
My God, my God.
I got some bad news for you, and I got some good news for you as well. Which one do you want first? The good news or the bad news? Well, let me give you the bad news first. Here it is. You may not get out of what you're going through these rough times right away. My God.
My God.
But the good news is God will show up.
He will.
Yes, God will.
Oh, yes.
He'll come through, and just because God has not come through already does not mean God is not coming through it at all.
Amen.
The Lord will make a way. I wish I had a witness.
Yes.
Could help me testify.
Yes.
I've been down to my last down.
Yes,
when the Lord stepped in right
yes,
on time.
Yes,
I never thought I'd be where I am right now. Look at where the Lord has brought me from.
Yes,
it is right here in the text, verse 5 and 6. It says, listen, y'all, likewise, you young people who don't know nothing, you young people who have no life experiences, submit yourselves to the elder.
Yep, that's the word.
We live in a time, y'all, where people don't care about nothing that's old.
Amen.
They really don't care about anything really that's over 50.
Amen.
Because everything now is geared towards youth,
excitement,
vigor, and vitality.
Yes.
You got fools like Kanye West, who's talking about running for president. You can just be famous just for being famous.
Yes, sir.
The Kardashians have not done nothing. They are famous for being famous.
Amen.
Because people made them famous.
Yes, sir.
Paris Hilton, Nicki Minaj, R. Kelly,
yes.
All of these young people have brought nothing to the table.
Yes, sir.
But they are celebrated in this society because we really don't care about anything that's over 50.
Amen.
People with no life experience contribute to conversations of great impact.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. Who are just actors in Hollywood. They know nothing about life. But most of society hang their every word, their hat on their every word.
Yes, sir.
But the scripture tells us, I'm in the Bible, the scripture tells us to guard against that.
Yeah.
Because when you don't have any life experiences, you should listen to somebody who has been somewhere and do something.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Solomon, who was the wisest king who ever lived, spent an entire book, the book of Proverbs, trying to give wisdom to his young son, Rehoboam. But Rehoboam listened to some people with no life experiences, whom destroyed the kingdom that God had set up. Because when you are unwise, you are headed to destruction.
Yes, sir.
When you don't listen to anybody, you are headed toward ruin.
Yes.
Likewise, you younger, the scripture says, people, submit yourselves unto the elders. Know this. Listen to pastor. I preach an equal opportunity gospel. You can be elder in age, but young and immature in your mind.
Amen. Amen.
Not only should the younger one submit to the elder among us, but the Bible said, but all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed with humility. Which leads me to surrender your will to God.
Yes.
Surrender your will to God. Everybody is seeking their own way. But the true child of God will allow God to have preeminence.
Yes.
First place in your life.
Amen.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these other things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
New Jerusalem, humility is a difficult garment to put on.
Yes.
But it is so becoming of the child of God.
Yes, right.
To be clothed with humility.
Well, Lord.
To means to be clothed with humility means to tie yourself up. Oh, y'all mean?
Go ahead.
Tie yourself up in a garment of humility.
Yes, sir.
It means to wear the apron of a slave.
Not Lord.
Peter would know this firsthand. Because the disciples were in the upper room, follow Pastor, getting ready to observe the supper. It was the job of the slave, the lowliest in the room, to wash their feet while they reclined at the table.
Go ahead, Pastor.
They were getting ready to fellowship. It was the job of the lowliest servant to get an apron, put it on, and wash their feet. Nobody thought to do this customary foot washing before the supper.
At all.
So Jesus,
yes, he did,
arises from the supper.
Yes, he does.
Lays aside his garments, puts on the apron of a slave, and washes his disciples' feet.
That's all.
As an example that no matter how high you think you are,
yeah,
help me, Jesus.
That's it.
Don't ever be so high that you can't serve somebody.
Yes, sir. Amen.
When you become a Christian,
yes,
and surrender,
sir,
your will to God, what you're saying to the Lord, I have no will but your will.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I have no plans but your plans. I have no desire but your desire. I have made myself a slave.
Yes.
That word, now Pastor teach Bible, that word slave in the text means bond servant. A Hebrew and Greek word meaning, it says doulos. D-O-U-L-O-S. Doulos means one who is willing, subject, but not in bondage. I'm free, but I choose to be a slave.
Yeah.
Now, all of you are slaves to something.
Yeah.
All of us are slaves to something.
Yes, yes.
The question is this morning, whose slave are you?
Yeah.
Either you are a slave to sin, or you a slave to godliness.
Amen.
When you are a slave to sin, you are in bondage. When you are a slave to godliness, you have been set free, listen, to come back and be a slave. Say it again. When you are a slave to sin, you are in bondage because sin is a cruel master.
Yes, it is.
But when you are a slave of Christ, you are free to come back and be a slave.
Yes.
God sets you free, but you love him so much.
Yes.
You come back willingly.
Well,
that's it.
Make yourself a slave.
Yes, sir.
The only people who can't shout right here are people who believe being in charge means being in control.
Well,
but being in charge, people of God, doesn't mean being in control.
Well,
because there's only one who is in control.
Amen.
You might be in charge of your job site.
Yes, sir.
In charge of your fraternity.
Yes.
In charge of your house. But when you deal with God, leave your ego out of the situation.
Yes, sir.
You better leave your supposed importance out of the conversation.
Yes, sir.
Because there's only one who deserves to be worshipped and praised.
Yes.
Only one every knee shall bow before you. That is God.
Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters, when you're free, you don't care who's looking at you. Somebody else's opinion does not bother you. When God sets you free, you are so comfortable in your skin. You are so happy just being you.
Yes.
You don't need some man's pat on the back. You don't need a certain woman. You don't have to be in a certain house.
Well,
you don't have to drive a certain car.
Yes.
You can be free enough to come back and be a slave to God.
That's submit.
To surrender means to place yourself under others.
Yes, sir.
To resist means to shun that lowly estate.
Never.
The scripture says God resists the proud.
Yes, he does.
But God gives grace to the humble.
Never.
Let me see if I can demonstrate. To submit means to surrender.
Yes.
But to resist means to keep people and God at arm's length. Because I'm too big for these people.
Yeah.
You don't know who I am. You don't know how many degrees I have.
My God.
You don't know what kind of money I make. Do you know the important people who know my name? There's nothing wrong with humbling yourself. Be nice to people. Speak to everyone.
Amen.
You never know where your blessing is coming from.
Amen.
Or who God will use to bless you. It's right here in the text.
Come on.
God resists the proud. And he gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
Yes, sir.
Under the irresistible hand of God.
Yes.
Because crying and complaining is not going to stop the trial or the situation.
Right.
Murmuring and groaning is not going to move God's hand. We are pilgrims with a purpose.
Yes, amen.
And the purposes God wants to work out in our lives, hello, may include trials, setbacks,
yes,
heartbreaks. It may mean that you have to stay sick a while. Oh,
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
It may mean that we have to go through it a little while longer. You're not going to come through it yet because God has his mighty hand on you.
Lord.
That hand on your life is so powerful. Not to crush you down, but to get purpose out of you.
Amen.
New Jerusalem, God's hands are on his children.
Yes, it is.
To bring purpose out of us.
Amen.
The text says, follow me now, I'm in the book.
Amen.
The text says, in due time,
yes,
he will exalt you. Let me put it in the text, this is for free. You ain't going to get exalted in you doing your own thing. You may want to do your own thing. You may like to do what you do or like to do what you're doing. But until you line up with the word of God, you can't compromise it. You can't fake a move on it. God, you got to get right and humble yourself before God exalts you. There will be no exaltation until you get some holiness in your life.
That's the word. That's the word.
The word due time is an ancient Greek and Hebrew word. Kairos. Excuse me. Kairos. K-A-I-R-O-S, Kairos, which is different from Chronos. Chronos is C-H-R-O-N-O-S. Chronos is chronological time on a clock or a specific amount of time. But God does not move by time on a clock. I'm loving this
game.
God is above time.
Yes, sir.
Chronos is chronological time. We can mark by looking at a clock or a calendar.
Yes, yes.
Due time is kairos.
Yes.
It means a season. Oh, help me, Lord. It means the correct moment. It means God will get us out on his timing.
Yes, he will.
Anybody under the sound of my voice has been through a trial and it looked like it would never have came to an end? Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to get out of here.
Yes.
But now that you are on the other side of it, you have surrendered yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Yes, yes.
That is what raising your hands in church is about.
Yes, sir.
It comes from, it means I have surrendered God.
Yes.
I give up God. My will is your will. My life belongs to you. And I'm thanking you just for waking me and letting me walk in the sanctuary.
Amen.
My ways are your ways.
Yes, sir.
My desires are yours.
Yes.
Whatever you want me to do, I give up.
Yes.
I surrender. You can have my life. Take my life and make it what you want it to be.
Yes,
and whenever you give up struggling, God will always bless you.
Yes, he will.
Let me take you to the Bible lest you say, Pastor, not in the book. Jacob was a cheater, a trickster, and a liar.
Yes, he was.
The scripture said he stole his brother's blessing, tricked him out of his birthright, ran away and thought he had gotten away with it.
Yeah.
But 20 years later, word on the street, Reverend Lyles, was Esau's coming.
Esau's coming.
And the scripture said all night before Esau got there, Jacob wrestled with an angel.
Yes.
Oh, help your child preach this thing up.
And
the angel really was a pre-incarnate representation of God himself.
Yes.
And they struggle all night.
Yes.
Because when you don't want to give up what you used to be to become what God is trying to make you, it's a struggle.
Yes,
it's a struggle.
talk to some honest people under the sound of my voice this morning. It is hard to give up what you like to get a hold of what God is trying to get you to love.
Yeah.
I love my sinful way. I love my sinful trial. But the Lord is trying to bring me to another place.
Yes.
And to get me there is I struggle. Now, if you're not struggling, that's because you're not trying to get nowhere.
Amen.
I'm preaching about dealing with rough times. But those of us who are struggling can help me testify that every time I desire to do good, evil is always present. The good that I would do, I find myself not doing. And the evil I don't want to do, that's exactly what I do. If you are not struggling, that's because you are not resisting.
Amen.
You're trying to be a Christian in your own strength. You're trying to be a Christian in your own goodness.
Yes.
But those of us here who are struggling know we need grace.
Yes,
I say we need grace to humble us.
Yes,
sometimes God has to take you all the way down. Watch me now.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes God has to take you all the way down before he can bring you all the way back up again.
Yes, he will.
Sometimes God has to take you from what you think you can't get along with out to let you know he was there all the time.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you find out who is the rock at the bottom.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes all hell has to break loose in your life.
Yes, sir.
It's got to get so dark that the only thing you can do is look up and say, Father,
yes, sir.
I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know.
Yes.
Have you ever been there before?
Oh, yes.
I say, have you ever been there before?
Oh, yes.
Have your sins weighted you down?
Yes.
But the Lord gave you grace. I need to talk to some people that your sin has embarrassed you.
Yes.
But God still picked you up,
yes,
covered you, and stood you up on your feet. But you don't let nobody make you ashamed. Don't you let people make you ashamed about your past. Your past gives you testimony.
Yes,
oh, y'all didn't hear me?
Yes.
It had not been.
Had not been.
For the Lord who was on my side.
Yes.
Amazing grace.
Yes.
Woo, how sweet the sound.
Yes.
That saved a wretch like me.
Not lost.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Yes, sir.
Here it is. Through many dangers, toils, and snares,
I have
already come. It was not the Postal Service. It wasn't the U.S. Army. It wasn't my Bahamian background, not my income, not my friends, not my social structure. It was grace that helped me to deal with rough times.
Yes.
I need somebody under the sound of my voice that knows something about the grace of God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
grace
yes,
that catch you before you fall.
Yes.
That's how you deal with rough times.
Yes.
Grace that will open doors that will close in your face. That's how you deal with rough times.
Yes.
Grace that will stand you up after you had a difficult trial. That's how you deal with rough times.
Yeah.
Grace that will make you get ready for church on Sunday morning and things are still not well in your situation.
Yes,
that's how you deal with rough times.
Yes,
you still got problems, but you got some joy in your soul and pep in your step. You still got some situation, but has that not stopped you yet?
Yes.
God's still opening doors.
Yes.
God's still been good to you. Because every time you get to a situation, y'all ain't hearing me, God is right there to make a way out of nowhere.
Yes.
I wish I had someone help me.
Go ahead.
Amen.
I'm trying to make it to verse 7, y'all.
Yes.
Verse 7 says, Revelation.
Yes.
Casting all your cares upon him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he cares for you.
Thank
help me somebody.
You.
Casting all your cares on him. For he cares for you. That word cares in the text is the word anxiety.
Yes.
And the word anxiety means to be pulled in all kinds of different directions. That is what worry and rough times will do. It will pull you in all kinds of directions. You got all kinds of stuff on your mind. Your children are on your mind.
Yes.
Your health is on your mind. Your house is on your mind.
Yes.
Rough times I'm talking about. Your old age is on your mind.
Yes,
rough time. Your retirement is on your mind. Rough time. Your trials are on your mind. How am I going to get this pain? How am I going to take care of this? Rough times.
Yes.
How am I going to get that situation worked out? When is this thing ever going to turn around? When I'm going to get my breakthrough?
Matter.
Rough time.
Yes.
I sat over there and they don't even go, I don't even go to church. They don't even, I see them people over there, they don't even go to church, no. Reverend Lyle.
Go to church.
But every year.
Every year.
Every 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Or so, they got a new car.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
But here I am, serving the Lord. And I got this same old beat down jalopy.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to church anyhow.
Yes.
Maybe this Sunday. Maybe this Sunday
yes.
is going to be the Sunday that God turns it around.
Yes, sir.
And then you come to church this Sunday and God does not turn it around.
Amen.
Then
Amen.
You go back home and you are being pulled in all kinds of directions. I'm not preaching about dealing with rough times, y'all.
Yes.
But here's what I want you to do. Cast your care.
Cast them.
I said cast your care.
Cast.
That phrase, cast your cares, means to place your cares. Oh, let me help y'all.
Yes.
Glad that.
You remember on the triumphant entry, Jesus was coming into Jerusalem.
Yes.
Riding on an ass. And they took off their garments and threw them on the donkey and threw them on the road. And Jesus triumphantly, he rode on them. Y'all didn't hear me.
Yes.
That's what casting your cares mean.
Yes.
Put it on Jesus. Let him triumphant over it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on Jesus and let him ride over it. Here's the shout in the text. Just the shout. Your anxieties are pulling you in all directions because you got every worry that you can imagine. You got every care that you can imagine. You can just number how many things with all the cares you have. God has just one care.
One care.
You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shout. With all the cares you have, you can number your cares. You can ready. You can write them down on a piece of paper.
Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Uh-huh.
You got all kind of cares in that time.
Yes, you do.
God just got one care.
Yeah.
Are y'all not ready to shout?
Go ahead.
God got one care. Tamika, God got one care, just one thing.
One thing.
You.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
God got one care. You.
You.
Amen.
That's all he cares about.
Yes.
That's all he's looking out for.
Yes, sir.
That's all God is going to take care of.
Yes,
you.
Sir.
Point to yourself. Me.
Me.
I say, God cares about me.
Me.
He's looking out for me. God cares. God cares.
Yes,
y'all
does.
Ain't hearing me.
Yes,
God cares about
yes,
me.
He does. Yes,
he cares. That's all he cares about. He only got one care, that's me.
Uh-huh.
Making sure I wake up in the morning, get on my right path,
uh-huh.
making sure all things are working together for my good.
Yes.
That's why he sent his son, not because I loved him, because he first loved me.
Amen.
And because he first loved me, that's why he sent this son. Y'all
yes,
ain't giving me up in there. He walks with me. He talks with me.
Yes,
he tells me I'm his own.
Yes, sir.
And the joy that we share when we carry there, dealing with rough times. Dealing with rough times. Remember, God cares for you.
Yes, he does.
Remember how you deal with rough times? God cares for you. How you deal with rough times? His grace and his mercy that he gives you fresh each and every morning. God cares for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
He cares for you.
Yes, he
Remember
does.
That. How you deal with rough times? God cares for me.
Yes, he does.
That's what you remember. When you're going through your trials and your tribulations,
yes.
when things get tight, remember that God's going to take care of you. I hope someone said to bless your path and help you on your walk with God today. Remember that God cares for you, and you can deal with rough times just knowing that the Father cares just about you. May God bless and keep you. This is my prayer.
Today, as the message has already gone forth, the message says that God cares for you. And not only does he care, you. God loves you with an everlasting love. And no matter how far you have gone away from him, God is here right now with open arms welcoming you back to the family. So my brothers and my sisters, if you're under the sound of my voice and you have not yet accepted God's love, this is your time, wherever you are, to open up your heart to him. For the word of God says, if we will confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we are saved. And if you said that with me just then, you are saved. And the benefits of being saved, we now become the sons and the daughters of this God, the one that cares for us, the one that we can cast all our cares on, and he will take care of our situation. So if you heard the word of the Lord today and you feel God's pricking at your heart, I welcome you to give your heart to him. Or maybe you're under the sound of my voice and you have already given your heart to the Lord, but you do not have a church home. We would love for you to be a part of our church family. So for either one of those calls, if you said yes to it and you want someone to talk with you or to pray with you, you can call us at 954-612-0141, and someone at the end of the line will be happy to pray for you and to welcome you to be a part of the family of God. Let me pray for you right now, those of you that answer to this call, that God will keep you and strengthen you as you walk with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come now on behalf of my brother and my sister, that one, Lord Jesus, that have said the prayer, and they realize that they want to be a part of God's family. I pray, God, as they surrender their lives to you, that you will give them courage to open up the word of God and begin to read the word of God so they can grow thereby. And for those, Lord Jesus, that have a desire to be a part of the church family, I pray, Lord, that you would give them the courage to call. Lord Jesus, give us words of wisdom and knowledge that we will be able to say what they need today. We want to tell you thank you now. We want to praise you, Lord Jesus. It's our prayer. Lift your hands with me right now for the benediction. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the church say, amen.